Jesus.
Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we are kingdom minded. We
my
are
Lord,
amen.
My Savior.
Branches on the vine.
Glory to
God. Kingdom minded. We are not local church
Jesus.
Minded.
Jesus.
Praise God. We believe in the advancing of the kingdom of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. So we welcome you to this spirit and truth worship service. Amen.
Yes,
where
Lord.
The Bible truly comes alive before your very
my
eyes,
Lord.
Beloved. Amen.
My Lord. My
There's
Lord.
No way that you could come
my
in
Jesus.
Amongst the saints in the
Jesus.
Presence of the Lord
Jesus.
And leave out the
now
same way
my,
you
my,
came
my,
in.
My,
praise
my,
God.
My,
amen.
And
hallelujah,
Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I'm telling you
blood.
Now, get your expectations
Jesus.
Together. Your anticipations together,
my
beloved.
Lord
and,
Jesus. Praise
and don't come
Lord.
Before God full. Amen.
Jesus.
Because you're like empty vessels.
My
before
Lord.
Him today
yes.
with no preconceived notions
yes,
and
Jesus.
Let him fill you up, my
yes,
God.
Jesus.
Amen. Let
yes.
him cause for you to
my
overflow.
Lord,
amen.
You,
praise God.
Lord
praise God.
God.
Bring
yes.
your empty vessel today.
My Lord.
Praise
my
God.
Savior.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. I want
Jesus.
To be able to hold
yes.
all that the Holy Spirit is
Jesus.
Releasing.
Jesus.
Amen. To me this
Jesus.
Day, my provision.
My Lord.
My God.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Lord, I am empty.
My Lord,
is
my
empty,
Lord,
oh God.
Jesus.
Fill me up, fill me
yes.
up, fill me
yes.
up.
Fill
anybody
me
else
up,
feel
Lord.
That way,
fill
God,
our, yeah,
I
glory
ready.
To your name,
hallelujah.
Jesus, by your blood, Jesus. Yes, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, fill me up, Lord, fill me overflow. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord, they are my son, they know me, my shame. Hey, yeah, glory, they know me, my shame. Yeah, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, my
soul,
yes, Lord, Jesus. Yes, Lord God, I thank you this morning. I thank
you,
hallelujah.
Some of you have never been to the bottom of the barrel, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, yeah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so
Lord
glory
God. Say yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord
beloved,
God.
We want to open the floor to praise,
Jesus.
Worship, and testimony.
Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Lord,
and the Bible
thank
says
God.
That we have overcome Satan by the blood
my
of the
Lord,
Lamb.
My Lord, and one another
by the words
testimony.
Of our testimony, beloved.
Yes,
praise God.
Lord God.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
It is the bloodshed
my
of the
Lord.
Lamb of God that taketh away
yes.
the sins of the world. And
yes,
when we testify
yes,
of
yes.
the goodness and the provision
yes,
of that blood
Jesus,
in our life,
Jesus.
That is how we continue to overcome, praise
yes,
God.
Jesus.
Amen, hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to give you a little instruction on testimony. The testimony
yes.
service is not, amen, an opportunity for you to preach, praise God. Amen,
yes,
hallelujeah.
Jesus.
Some of you have a preach in you, and it's all right if that comes forth while you're giving your testimony, praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
We want
yes,
to minimize
Lord.
The testimonies because we want others to be able to share their testimony as well.
Yes.
I like to give this instruction because when you don't give instruction, the people don't know what it is that they are supposed to do. Amen?
Amen, amen.
So
amen.
When you're singing your song of Zion and you're giving your testimony, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. Step up, speak up. Amen, and then come on back down, praise God. It's testimony time. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
And
Jesus.
Allow God to use you. Your testimony is unto
oh,
God,
Lord.
But it will bless the hearers of it. Your song
yes.
that you're singing is unto God, but it will truly bless the hearers of it. Amen. We are
Jesus.
Willing to enter into your theophany. Amen.
Yes.
Your experience with God this day. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to start you off. I love Jesus. Because he's my Savior. When the storm come raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me,
yes.
oh, I will follow. Because I love Jesus. And
hallelujah.
He loves me. This is my testimony. I love Jesus. Because he's my Savior. When the storm come raging, oh,
yes.
he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, oh, I will follow, because I love Jesus, and he loves me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord, I love you. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name, God. Hallelujah. Does anyone else have a testimony? Hallelujah. Be a song or word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God this morning. I just thank him for being in the midst, Lord God.
Yes.
Jesus. And I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for that testimony. Amen.
Yes.
She's a woman of God. Praise God. Amen. She said, I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. Will there be another testimony for the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God for this day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
For us to rejoice and to be glad in it. I just want to give honor to God because he has given me peace and joy, patience and love. He has given these things to me to worship him with. I give him the honor and the praise because these are my weaponry as I'm going through a situation right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am just going to continue to rejoice in the God of my salvation. It's a hard thing to see your kids go through things, but my faith is in the finished work of he who rose from the grave and ascended to heaven and is seated on the right hand of the Father. Making intercession for our prayers today. And I'm grateful for the weapon of joy and peace, faith and love. And more weapons has he given to me. He has prepared this table for me. Hey,
hallelujah.
He did it. And I'm grateful in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. You are the
Hallelujah.
The weapons
of
joy and peace and love.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to learn how to stand fast in Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
In the spiritual provision that he has given unto us. Amen. Standing in anything else is not secure. Praise God. Amen.
Nobody
so I love that testimony. Will there be another testimony for the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
She chose to go all the way to Brazil for 30 days. She's sleeping in the jungle and holding crocodiles and doing all kinds of things. And I think it's crazy, but I can't do nothing but depend on God. Even as a woman of God, begin to testify. Beloved, you got to stand in your spiritual weaponry. Hallelujah. Sound your trumpet of praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory.
Your name, Jesus.
I thank God, hallelujah,
Lord,
for that unlimited access.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Lord, my to the
Lord.
Throne of grace, my God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Go through.
For the victory.
That we
yes.
For your
we
victory.
Have his audience.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
My God. My Lord.
Jesus.
Oh,
hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
You can't give me access to the president, and I'm going to speak to the mayor. The devil is a lie. I'm going to speak to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. King of Kings.
Be comforted.
In the name of Christ Jesus. Let the spirit of peace rest upon you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. God, in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. This is the word from God today. Amen. Praise God. God is speaking to us today.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord, Jesus, beloved. Hallelujah. In order to hear from God, you must show up. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
In order to be encouraged, amen, you must show up. Hallelujah, Jesus, beloved. Oh, glory to God's name. He said, forsake not the assembly together with the saints. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That wasn't an invitation. That's a command. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Will there be another testimony for the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise
him. Hallelujah.
Praise him. Lord, for your mercy.
Praise God.
Lord.
Beloved, I want to give you one more opportunity to use your overcoming power. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Will there be another testimony? Praise God. Will it come on up out and out? Praise God.
Yes.
Manifest. Yes.
My Lord.
Thank you for the victory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. I'm going to share this quick testimony. Hallelujah. I was in Bible school in my earlier years, hallelujah, and God told me that I was going to speak, amen. God. My leader told me that I wasn't going to speak, praise God. Yes. God told me to prepare myself, amen, praise God. God was speaking to my heart, amen.
Yes.
I got to the platform service, amen, and they did things. The bishop that was there said, we're going to do something that we have never done before. We're going to open up the floor to anyone that wants to come to sum up. Amen. And I started laughing. I said, Lord, you said I was going to speak. But I got so caught up in the fact that God spoke to me and it came to pass. I was so busy back there talking to God, I missed my opportunity. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was so caught up. God, you said I was going to speak. Amen. I started rejoicing, but I missed my opportunity. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God.
Hallelujah.
God is not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
beloved, don't
thank
miss
you,
divine opportunity. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Right to testify
Amen.
And be a witness. Amen. Yes. Praise God is opportunity to overcome.
Stand
opportunity
up.
To keep the devil off your track.
My Lord.
Praise
my
God.
Lord,
hop back
Lord,
the devil
Lord.
Up. That's opportunity. Praise God.
Yes,
I believe
Lord.
In opportunity.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My
Hallelujah.
Lord, my Savior.
Beloved, as we move forth in this service, praise God, I want you amen, I want you to first know that there is a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said there is a word from
my
the Lord.
Lord. Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Let us turn to, amen, the epistle of Philippians, the Pauline epistle. Amen. And we're going to go to chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. And even as the woman of God was testifying, amen, she said her weapons of warfare, amen, is joy, peace, and love. Amen. Praise God. And God is speaking to us today about a spiritual provision that he has given unto us, but not like the world gave it. The joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you so they can't take it away. The peace that you have cannot be robbed or stolen, but you have to maintain it. Amen. Praise God. Given unto you, whatever it is that God give unto his people, amen, he give it to us that we may maintain. You find Adam put east in the garden to do what? To keep it up. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Beloved, that's why we studied on stewardship. Amen. Sometimes we don't believe that we have to maintain the joy, maintain the peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why he said, meditate on my word day and night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, mm-hmm. you have to know how to maintain. Amen. Let us take it to your material things. You buy a house and don't maintain the house, it will fall down in front of you. Rickety, yeah. crickety. Amen. The foundation will mess up. Amen. Praise God. You got to be able to care and take care of that house. You have to do maintenance. Praise God. Amen.
Mm.
We that are born of the Spirit, we need spiritual maintenance. We need time with God. We need time with the Spirit. We need to be made alive again and again
Amen.
To Christ. Amen. Pray. Quicken together with him. Praise God. We need the word that is spirit and life that has given us spiritual food. Praise God. And given us instruction in righteousness. Amen. How God didn't just save you and disconnect you. He saved you and connected you. And he's constantly giving you a godly provision. Hallelujah. Made you a new creature, new creation. You are no longer a living soul, but you are a spiritual being. Amen. Praise God. Born of the Spirit, born again. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. And so this Pauline, I'm going to speak to you today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have six disciplines here. And pull out your pens and your paper. Amen. Get your heart ready to receive. Amen. Praise God. Because when it's all over, you got to be able to walk it out. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. This Pauline epistle to the Philippian church is speaking to us today. It's going to speak to you. Amen. Praise God. If we were to listen carefully with our spiritual ears, amen, for the Bible tells us, let he who have ears hear, amen, what the Spirit is saying, amen. This tells us that everyone do not have ears to hear the Holy Spirit. Ears to hear the Spirit can be developed and it can be cultivated, amen, through relationship and the intimacy of relationship between us and God. Between you and God, amen? This
yes.
Pauline epistle is God's breath, amen? Apostle Paul may be the writer, but he was an inspired writer, amen? That means even though he was, amen, the conduit in which the word came, it originated with God, amen? Beloved, we have to begin to believe this. And so you will hear me saying, speaking like this, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul said, amen? This is that you would know that this is not a man speaking to you, but it is God. That this is the word of God. That this word is God breathed, God inspired. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. And these are tools to mature you, to equip you. Amen. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, to equip you that you can be steadfast in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So do not hear it with your intellectual mind, but with the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like you have five natural senses, you have five spiritual senses. There's sometimes, amen, I am receiving things not through my natural senses because there is no natural reason for this thing. There was a time when I smelled flowers, but there was no flowers in the room. Amen. I had to discern that thing. I said, there's no flowers here, but I do smell the fragrance of fresh cut flowers. I I looked up to heaven and I said, Lord, I thank you for my flowers while I live. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I asked you to something spiritual, my God. I love flowers. And there was just a floral scent that I had not smelled before, praise God. That fragrance was all in the house. It was a sweet fragrance. And I just said, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, you have to be able to discern the difference. Is this thing spiritual or is it natural? Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And 9 times out of 10, where there is no physical reason for it, it is spiritual. Tap into it. Praise God. Figure it out. Go before God. Acknowledge him that he may direct your path. Let him develop you. So some of you are having supernatural divine happening. Amen. But you allow it to happen, but you miss the opportunity to come before God and get the revelation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So depending totally on God to reveal by his spirit the deep and secret things hidden within the words of this epistle. And I'm going to remind you one more time that the words that I am about to read to you is God's breath, by his pneumah, by his ruach. Hallelujah, Jesus. You should feel a fresh breath of God upon you, in you, as you drink it in. Praise God. I'm going to start at verse 1, Philippians 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known, amen, unto all men, amen, that moderation is your gentleness. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God doesn't only tell us to pray. He tells you to get personal with your prayer. He said prayer and supplication. Prayer is when we are just entreating God. Supplication is when you are telling God what you need. Hallelujah. It's not that he don't know, but he gives you the opportunity to discern what your need is and to speak it to him. And he says, yet I have already answered. Hallelujah. And 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart through Christ Jesus. Pay attention to that. 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, anybody know anything about that virtue? Amen. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9 is going to be the last verse that we read. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, hide me behind your cross. Lord, don't let it be me that they see, but let it be you. Don't let it be my voice print, but let them authenticate the voice print of the true and living God. For your word is God's breath. We thank you for the provision of the breath of God upon your people. We thank you for quickening them together. We thank you for righting every wrong. We thank you for meeting their need according to your riches of your glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen, beloved.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. What is the Holy Spirit saying to us through this Pauline epistle? And, beloved, every time you read the word, you need to ask yourself that question, God, what are you saying to me? Amen. Praise God. I believe we are being taught a lesson on how to have peace and joy in all circumstances. Amen. And I believe that we are not just being taught how to have peace and joy, but God is also giving us the disciplines on how to maintain it. Amen. Praise God. The peace and joy. For the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a robber and a thief, amen? He will orchestrate and set up things, amen, with people around you in the marketplace, amen, in your home, amen, that will rob you of your peace, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. In my life now, amen, I feel secure in the Lord, amen? And I always say I have to be careful of who I let in my life, amen, or how far I let them or how close I let them in. Why? Because I got too much to lose. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not speaking of losing the house or the car. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Or material things. Amen. I'm talking about the peace and the joy, the gift of God that has been given unto me, the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want nobody getting too quirky in my space. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm mindful. Amen. Hallelujah. Of who I let in, and I'm mindful of the boundaries that I set. Why? Because I treasure the peace and the joy of the Lord that has been given unto me. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, you ought to value these gifts. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. So now, beloved, I want you to see that the peace and the joy of the Lord, these are key things and which secures us. Amen. Praise God. And so the first discipline, amen, that was given to us in this Pauline epistle, amen, was, and I'm going to tell you, a discipline is a branch of knowledge. Amen. The discipline is a branch of knowledge, amen, one studied in higher education, typically studied in higher education. Amen. Is this higher education? Well, this education is not of this world. This education is of an the authentic kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. This education is God's breath. Amen. And I want to share with you that there is no wisdom, amen, but the wisdom of God. Amen. When we believe that and begin to apply that in all things, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The doctors don't have wisdom outside of God. Amen. The lawyer don't have wisdom outside of God. The engineer have no wisdom outside of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The preacher have no wisdom outside of God. Praise God. Amen. The missionary have no wisdom outside. Children have no wisdom outside of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the first discipline that I want to share with you today, amen, that is in the word of God that the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul, amen, shared with us was stand fast in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what does it mean to stand fast in the Lord? Praise God. Amen. To stand fast in the Lord is to have faith in him. Amen. Concerning all things, his provision concerning all the things that he has spoken. Amen. Praise God. The Bible teaches us that my people are destroyed. Amen. For the lack of knowledge, God has given us the opportunity that we may come to know him, that we can stand fast in the Lord. Amen. We can only stand fast where we are in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So the first step to standing fast in the Lord is faith in the crucified Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. You have to first get in him. Amen. You don't just appear in him. Praise God. You must be born again in him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Any other place, is not a secure place to stand. Any other place is not firm ground, but it's sinking sand. Amen, beloved. So we have to be careful what we put our hope in, our trust in. Amen. Are we really standing fast in the Lord? Or are we wavering? Are we doubting? Amen. Do we believe the witch and the warlock have more power than Christ? I was taught that Jesus is power, and he can do what no other power can do. Praise God. I was taught that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it doesn't matter what comes. Amen. Stand fast in the Lord. Amen. To be of the same mind is the second discipline in the Lord. Amen. Everything that we are doing in the Lord. We're not stepping outside of God to do anything. Amen. Everything that we do, amen, whose name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, we do it in Christ. Amen. So we're standing fast in the Lord, and now we are to be of the same mind in the Lord. Amen. Instead of taking sides when there is quarreling and dispute among us. Amen. The Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul is telling us to rise up above it. Amen.
Amen.
And he's telling us to be of the same mind. Amen. Sometimes we have to check ourselves. Amen. We think that we are of the same mind, but where there is quarreling, someone is not of the same mind. Praise God. Where there is separation and discord, someone is not of the same mind. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to do inventory. We have to be true to ourselves. Be real. Praise God. Are you really of the same mind? Amen. Hallelujah. Because in Christ there is unity. Christ ain't fighting against himself. There is only one new man. All of us is born into that body. Amen. Praise God. And so Brother Golden may be the feet. Amen. But the hand ain't going to beat on the feet. I'm going to feel the pain. Amen. Praise God. Be of one mind.
Amen.
Jesus.
We have a greater common mind in Jesus, and everything else is less important. Amen. In this text here, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul, amen, brings to light that there were two women, amen, Judea and Syntyche, that were laborers in the gospel with the Apostle Paul, women laboring, amen, walking with the Apostle Paul. They were a great help to his ministry, but they have had a quarrel with each other. Beloved, they had a falling out. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to us now to be of one mind in the Lord. He's telling us to set aside all of your petty differences. Let your focus be the cause of Jesus Christ. He's telling us to be gentle with one another. Sometimes we just want our point heard, and we want to be right. Amen. I've been down that road. Amen. And I've been checked by the Holy Spirit. I've been rebuked by him. Praise God. I've been down that road. God ain't going to let us mess up his business. Praise God. He will rebuke you. He will correct you. Amen. Amen. He will do it privately. If you don't hear him, then he will do it publicly. Praise God. He will pull the cover off. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the loving God that we serve, because he wants us in the righteous path. He wants us in the straight and narrow. Amen. Praise God. The way to settle these things, whose names are written in the book of life, amen, are your name written. If your name is written in, if you believe that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, God is talking to you. Amen. Praise God. He's telling you that I hold you at a higher standard, that you're not supposed to be easily offended. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's why he tells us to pray for our what? Enemies. Amen. He's raising the standard. Love has a standard, a kingdom standard. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to come to know that standard. Amen. So he says the names that are written in the book of life is to be the same mind in the Lord. So he's telling us is to put on the mind of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Put it on, beloved. Put on the new man.
Hallelujah.
The third discipline is repeated many times in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians. That discipline is to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The Bible tells us that we ought to give thanks in all things. Amen. God is posturing us. It may not feel good. Amen. Why would I begin to praise God? Amen. If the doctor tell me I got cancer, if the doctor tell me I have MS, why would I begin to praise God? Why would I begin to praise God when they bring me bad news? Why? Because I serve a God that turned things around. I serve a God that said that by his stripes we were already healed. The healing is already released. In my giving of thanksgiving, in my rejoicing, I'm not rejoicing in what the doctor said or in the bad news. I'm rejoicing in my faith in the provision of the Lord for me. God, I know how you move. I know how you work. This thing is already fixed. It's already turned around. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Do we deal with these things? He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And then he said, again, I said, rejoice. Amen. As a cure for disagreements, we are instructed in righteousness to do what? As a cure for disagreements, we are instructed in righteousness to do what? To rejoice in the Lord. Amen. So, beloved, let your rejoicing be in the Lord. Amen. And to do it always. This means to do it over and over again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People who are very happy, especially those who are very happy in the Lord, praise God. See, because the world could be happy, but this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, praise God. And I'm not laying it down for you to take it away, praise God. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to hold on to this joy, praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
People who are very happy, especially those who are happy in the Lord, are not likely to give offense or to take offense. Why? Because we're too happy. Joy is a provision. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's one of the divine characters of God, the Spirit of the Lord that is in you. Tap into that. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus.
When Asia said that she was going to Brazil, amen, hallelujah, I didn't like it. Amen. And at first, I didn't stand fast, praise God. At first, I did not rejoice, praise God. But as the Holy Spirit began to minister to me, hallelujah, I realized that the praise was my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The fullness of the joy, hallelujah. Ooh, I was weak, but I needed to get strong in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do you believe that the joy of the Lord is your strength, beloved? Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Their minds are so sweetly occupied with higher things. The rock that is higher than I. This is higher education. Praise God. Amen. And I'm not talking about, amen, higher education in the world. This is divine higher education. And God has been pulling some of you in. Amen. To this higher education. Amen. And
amen.
So that they are not easily distracted by the little troubles which naturally arise among such imperfect creatures as we are. Amen. Beloved, listen, we are imperfect, but the Holy Spirit completes us. Praise God. In order to be perfected, you got to be able to tap into those of you that are sleeping. Shake off that spiritual slumber in the name of Jesus. Shake the devil off.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Shake off
thank
the spiritual slumber in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Andololo Santo. Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
if we
you.
Was in the church, we would tell you, nudge your neighbor. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Wake them up, wake
all
them
right.
up. Wake them up.
Hallelujah.
Be welcome for
glory.
It. Hallelujah. Amen. Joy in the Lord is the cure for all discord. Amen. Joy in
yes.
the Lord. The fourth discipline is to rejoice in the Lord
Jesus.
Always. Amen. Beloved, that's the fourth discipline. The fourth discipline is to rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So, Apostle Paul told us to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And he said, and again I say rejoice. Amen. But now we're learning to rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. Praise God. And
amen.
So if you want to know, if amen, if you want to know, amen, when are you supposed to rejoice, God said always. Amen. Always. Amen. Always mean all the time. Always mean everywhere. Amen. In the courthouse, in the doctor's office. Amen. In the field. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the supermarket, rejoice. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. In your business meeting, rejoice. Praise God. Amen. And
Thank
Paul's
you.
Joy wasn't based on sunny optimism. Amen. So sometimes the sun ain't shining. Sometimes it's dark and gloomy. But God says, rejoice in the midst of the dark and the gloom. Amen. Or
Amen.
Positive mental attitude. Amen. Sometimes your attitude may not be positive. Amen. Sometimes you may be low. Praise God. But God says, rejoice. That rejoicing is going to bring you right back up. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Rejoicing has a provision for you. Amen. Praise God. As much as it was the confidence that God was in control. So this is where Apostle Paul's joy was. Amen. He knew that God was in control. And so, beloved, we have to get developed spiritually where we know that no matter what is going on, if this is happening, it is happening because God allows it. He is truly in control. And it may not look like, feel like, amen, it is working for our good, but because we know that he is in control, he says that, and we know that all things work together for the good, for those that
yeah.
love the Lord and those that are the called according to my purpose. So sometimes we're going to go through some things, amen, but we can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Why do we rejoice? Because we know that God is in control. The God that we serve, the
Hallelujah.
True and living God, God who sent his son and he shed his blood on Calvary and
Here
he resurrected on the third day. God is in control. Him that went down into Sheol and preached there and took captivity captive. God is in control. He preached
the
blood. The saints were seen. The dead saints walk in the earth. God is in control. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah, Jesus.
Do you believe that God is in control? When the devil thinks he got you, God turns it around. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
He turns it around and he restores. And he's not just the restorer of things. He says, I will restore the time. He says, I will restore the years that the kangaroo, the caterpillar, and the locust have eaten. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Rejoice in the restoration. Rejoice in the shift of season. Amen. Rejoice and shift your season. But rejoice anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God.
Jesus.
Beloved, we have to learn how to rejoice. And we have to learn how to let our joy really be in the Lord. Amen. And this is a developed discipline. Amen. The fifth discipline is let your gentleness be known. Amen. The Greek word for gentleness in the Bible is epikia. Amen. This word epikia is also translated as patience, softness, the patient mind. Amen. Praise God. The patient mind. Modesty, forbearance, the forbearing spirit, or magnanimity, which is generosity or charity. Amen?
Amen.
He's telling us to be gentle, let our gentleness be known, but then he tells us in this pulling epistle that is God-inspired, Holy Spirit-inspired, he tells us who to let it be known with. So he tells you to let your gentleness be known. Gentleness is the character, one of the fruit of the Spirit that is birthed through the Holy Ghost and those of us whose name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. He says, let it be known to all men. Praise God. He didn't say with your mother, with your father, with your children, with your friends. He said everywhere you go, with the stranger in your land, with your government, amen, hallelujah, with your enemy. He said, let your gentleness be known. Amen. Epikeis. It means the same as epikeia. These are Greek words, amen, the origination of the word that Paul used when he spoke, amen. And this word translates mildness, patience, yieldingness, gentleness, clemency, moderation, unwilling to litigate or contend. Let your gentleness be known, amen. I remember going to I was pastoring, and I went to a family barbecue in Harlem. And wherever I went, Prophet D.G. Williams would show up, praise God, amen. And me and Asia got into a little scuffle, baby Asia, amen. And I had to show her, mommy still got it, praise God. And I wrapped my arms around her and held her in a bear hug, and she couldn't get out, amen, praise God. And Prophet DJ Williams came and she spoke, and she said, can we reason together? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. See, we need somebody spiritual to intervene in these things. And then my sister had on one of those waist snatches, and I was intrigued. And I said, what is that that's snatched in your waist like that? And Prophet D.G. Williams stepped in again and said, Apostle, you don't want to know what that is. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. The voice of God, the voice of God, the voice of God, the voice of God. The woman of God was on divine assignment. Beloved, there's things that you don't want to know. Amen. Don't marvel over the things of this world. The world lives one way, we live another. Hallelujah. Jesus. Let your gentleness be known. Can we reason together but in the Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Nobody.
We need each other to remind each other. But when the voice of reasoning, when the voice of God begins to speak to you through another vessel whose name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, will you get offended? Will you get offended? Or will you heed sound counsel? Amen. The Bible speaks to us about sitting in the seat of the scorners. Amen. The Bible tells us that only a fool would despise wisdom. Praise God. When the woman of God spoke, it shifted me. Come on, praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle,
but it shifted me. Hallelujah. I hear her voice, but I heard the voice of my Creator. You don't want that.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
We reason together. Hallelujah. Hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, we say, I thank God that God is my God and that you are not my God. Beloved, when you disrespect the vessel that's bringing a message, you're disrespecting the message and you're disrespecting the originator of the message. Let he that have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to discern that I missed it. Praise God. I'm not trying to miss it. Huh? When God speaks, the Bible says that Jesus said that my sheep, I call and my sheep hears my voice and they follow only me. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be attracted to all the things. Title and position and ministry, but still attracted.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
There was a voice from God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. They spoke to me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
A prophet. And I could have took heed to God, or I could have resisted the Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved, don't be a resister of the Spirit.
Amen.
Don't resist the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Take heed to the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Respect the word and respect the vessel. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Respect the originator, the authenticator of it all. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Beloved, this is higher education.
Yeah.
It don't get no higher than this. This is higher education. Praise God. Going to teach you how to have peace, how to have joy, the free gifts of God unto you, and then going to tell you how to maintain higher education. The world can't give you this. Praise God. And it's free unto you. He gave it to you for free. Hallelujah. Freely as we have been given, freely have we given. Amen. Freely as we have received, do we give. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, you're going to shout in a minute. You may not be shouting yet. Amen. Praise God. But you'll shout in a minute. We're going to teach you today. We're going to teach you today. We're going to let you shout, too. Praise God. We're going to let you shout, scream, drop, and roll. We're going to let you do all of that. Amen. Hallelujah. For every time there is a season, and there is a time for every purpose up under the sun.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can be gentle because our focus is more on the return of our Lord and Savior, and that he is the judge of the quick and the dead. Where is your focus? We can be gentle because the cares and worries of the world is not our focus. We can be gentle because our focus is on Jesus Christ's second coming. Amen? And that we know that he's going to right every wrong. Hey, Kabasan, you may disrespect me now, but I serve a God that will right every wrong. And you better hope he don't right it before he comes. He'll right every wrong.
Hallelujah.
The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory he said, vengeance is mine, and I will recompense. Have faith and trust in that.
Yes.
Higher education. Roll off your back like water rolls off of a duck's back. Straighten up your posture. Rejoice in the Lord. When they mistreat you, throw your hands up. Say hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
God. When they reject you, throw your hands up.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you for blessing it. I thank you for the roadblock. I could have been tied to that all my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I sat with two women in my community, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I let them know that my invitation to this region came by God. It didn't come by man. It came by God, and he provided for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so I'm a Shirley Chisholm type. Amen, hallelujah. There don't even have to be a seat at the table for me, but I'll bring my own chair. And I sit where I please, where the God plant me, where my God plant me, praise God. I already got an invitation, amen. I've already been accepted. God have accepted me. Praise God, the God that you are talking to. Hallelujah. Higher education. Beloved, you need a higher education. Amen, because if not, you'll be trying to get in where you can fit in, and that is not how God rolls.
That is not how he
you pick you up, transplant you. He moves you by his spirit. He puts you where he wants.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are, you're not there by happenstance. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
So when I go to the pool, I put on my big hat and my sunglasses. I ride my golf cart. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
To God.
I get on my float and I lay back and kick my feet in the water. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
God above here.
Yes, God is.
Beloved, I brought it to material things that you can understand this thing spiritual. Praise God.
God
has given you a spiritual provision.
Amen. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And sometimes we believe these gifts and talents can only be used at an ecclesiastical, amen, hallelujah, an ecclesiastical realm, amen. But you have to believe that it was Joseph, my God, he interpreted dreams in the prison. My God,
amen.
He wasn't in a church building. He interpreted dreams in a prison, and then he interpreted in the king of Egypt. My God, hallelujah. And his gift made room for him. Daniel and the Hebrew boys. My God, they didn't want the king's meat or the king's wine. In captivity, did the spirit of excellence come upon them? And they gift made room for them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Holy God,
our God is the God of all things.
Amen.
Whether you're in government, the marketplace, the supermarket, amen, because the spirit of excellence upon you, you ought to be the best that you can be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You ought to do it in excellence. Praise God.
Amen.
And you may start off at the bottom, but I heard the Bible says that the last shall be first, that
amen.
On the bottom shall be on the top. Praise God. Get
amen.
Ready for the shift. Get ready for the rise. Get ready to change places.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God. Come on now.
My God, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I'm shouting already. See,
yes,
I don't need no
Lord.
Music to dance. Amen. A shift in position.
The
God breath word makes me dance.
Hallelujah.
Revelation, higher education makes me dance. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's real anyhow.
Oh, glory to God's name. It's tight and it's right, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Praise God.
My
I said
God.
It's tight and it's right. Praise
yeah.
God. We're going to keep it tight. It's tight and it's right. It ain't nobody
Come
mad but the devil.
Come on.
Hallelujah,
Come on.
Jesus.
Glory
Amen.
God.
We believe in holiness. Praise God.
Yes.
We believe in that apostolic grace and anointing.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
We don't believe just in the gathering, but we believe in descending and
yes.
power in all saints. Amen. Hard
yes.
to move in excellence,
yes.
but to maximize, amen, their potential. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Their talents and their gifts. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, you ought to be working that thing. You may be a prophet of music. You may be a prophetic person of music. You may not have a prophet mantle, but because you have a relationship with the prophetic
yes.
spirit of God,
My
that
Lord.
Makes you a prophetic
yes.
person. Praise God. Amen. I may not have a mantle, but I'm a prophetic person. I hear. I get revelation. I have open visions. Praise God. I have dreams. Amen. I know what's happening before it happens. God put me in on his plan. He ain't give me no title, but I got revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Keep your title. I'm a prophetic person. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, glory.
Oh, glory, 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 glory.
I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. Soak it in, beloved. Soak it in. God is shifting something in your
my
heart now.
Lord, my
you
Lord,
will
my
not be the same.
Jesus.
This word that is being planted,
Jesus.
This word is full of the anointing. Huh? This word is affecting a change. Huh? This word is changing and spiritualizing your mind. Huh? Your mind is not the same. Huh? The spirit of the Lord.
Lord.
This word is at work in the Lord. Jam of your mind.
My Lord.
Woo! Catch it, snatch it out of the atmosphere. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Beloved, as we are moving, amen, in obedience to this righteous instruction,
right.
amen, peace
amen.
Is promised. Peace is promised.
Amen,
he says, and the peace of God. He says, and the peace of God, amen, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there is a scripture where God tells us to guard our heart, amen, but he also has given you a supernatural divine provision. Peace is a supernatural divine provision that guards your heart, amen. And so where you fail, peace steps in. Praise God. Where you peace. Gets right up in there. Amen. Peace is going beyond your human limitations. Amen.
Amen.
And we're speaking of the peace of God. It said,
Amen.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
God gave you a provision of peace to guard your heart. Amen.
Amen.
That you're not easily moved, that you're not easily ruffled. Praise God. If you got a short fuse, you are lacking the peace of God. You are not allowing it to operate the way it should. If you are easily ruffled, amen? The Bible describes three aspects or phases of peace as it relates to God. We want to look at those aspects. Those aspects are the peace from God. The apostle uses this as a greeting in his letter. It reminds us that our peace comes to us as a gift from God. One of the fruits of our character, God birthed through his spirit that is in us all. Beloved, you got to get developed. Amen. We
Amen.
Have peace with God. That's another aspect of God's peace. Amen. This
Amen.
Describes a relationship that we enter into with God through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen. At the cross, it puts us in right standing with God. When our righteousness, being righteous, is being in right standing with God. When we say that you are no longer a sinner, man, boy, or girl we saying that you are the righteousness of God. That means you are righteousness, just means being in right standing. Amen. Before Christ died, we was all enmity to God. But now we have peace with God. We are in right standing with God. Peace with God is another aspect of God's peace. Through what Christ did at the cross, his shed blood, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his suffering, amen, his victory won, praise God, do we get faith in that allows us to enter into that peace?
Amen. Jesus.
He has peace with God, so we have peace with God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Don't step outside of Christ. Praise. Stay in him. Hallelujah. Keep that peace with God. That's the only way we can have peace with God. It's not in Muhammad. It's not in Confucius. Amen. It's not in Buddha. Praise God. It's only in Christ.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's real.
These other prophets or deities, dead deities with no breath, cannot give you peace with God.
Amen.
They're dumb gods, no breath. Praise God. No voice. Praise God. Don't get caught up in this foolishness. Hallelujah. I don't believe in the spirit of inclusiveness. Beloved, I'm taking some time with you today because God said make disciples. Praise God. Is that all right?
Yes,
is
Lord.
That all right? God said make disciples. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're gathering, but you got to be sent. And we're not going to send you out there any old kind of way. We believe in you being equipped. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Equipped for the work of the ministry. Amen. We believe that. We believe in you not being ignorant to the enemy's devices. God. Hallelujah. So we're going to give you what you need. Amen. We're not going to water this thing down and sugarcoat it. Praise God. And sometimes the meat might get a little tough. Hallelujah. But get your spiritual jaws and deep breath. Amen. The next aspect of peace is the peace of God. This is the peace spoken of in Philippians 4:7. It is beyond all mind. That is beyond our power of thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I love when the peace of God begins to operate in the Lord jams of my mind. Praise God. And when I could be concerned about a thing, that peace just begins to flow like a river. Ooh, hallelujah. Surpasses every imagination. I couldn't be mad if I want to. I couldn't be worried if I want to, because that trust in the Lord and that gift of peace. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says, meditate on my word day and night. Praise God. And I will keep your mind in perfect peace. There's things that we have to do. He gave us a gift, but he tells us how to maintain it. Maintenance, beloved. Maintenance. We don't want to maintain nothing. But I'm going to tell you about it. Mother Roberts had her kids up 5 o'clock every morning, even when we didn't have no school, even before school, cleaning windows. And we was maintaining that project apartment, cleaning windows, mopping floors, washing down walls, praise God, picking up lint off the carpet. She refused to buy a vacuum cleaner. She said, I got 5 kids, and I'm going to keep you busy. Amen, praise God. And then on Saturday, after we cleaned from Monday through Friday, on Saturday she would wake up and say, it's GI day. Pull everything out, the closets and everything. We had to refold everything. It was crazy, praise God. Amen. But it trained us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once dinner was done and we ate in that kitchen, amen, we had to get in there, clean, sweep and mop the floor after every meal and dry the water out of the sink. Praise God. You better not have left no water in her sink. And after that, the kitchen was closed.
Amen.
All right.
The kitchen was no eating all day. You wasn't going in and out of the refrigerator all day. You ate at mealtime. Praise God.
Amen.
If you wanted a drink of water, you drank it out of the bathroom sink. Amen. She had 5 kids, and she ain't had time for that foolishness.
Amen.
She had time for Kool-Aid being spilled in the refrigerator. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Beloved, discipline. You got to train up the child in the way that they should
go.
A child don't know how to be clean if you don't teach them cleanliness. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man,
amen.
Hallelujah.
A child
Jesus.
Don't know how to be holy if you don't teach them holiness.
Come on.
Praise God. Dragged us to church.
Jesus.
Praise God. Her and her house was going to serve the Lord. Sunday school, Sunday morning service, Sunday afternoon service, Wednesday night prayer. Amen. Friday night service. And we did it again. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Work all day.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my Lord.
Beloved, we have to be responsible.
Yes.
I said that to say that we have to be responsible. God gives us what He gives you, your children, but you have to teach them, train them, and maintain them. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Yes. Teach them, train them. The people today are afraid of their kids. Why?
Yes.
Where is the teaching, the training, and the maintaining? Mm. Amen. If Mother Roberts looked at us, it would be, I remember one time Mother Roberts, I turned around, her fist was in my face. She said, and why your head look like that and we going to church? I said, hallelujah. Ooh.
Glory to God.
What can I do? Next Sunday, I had that hair fixed. I had that hair fixed.
Amen, amen.
Praise God, I had that hair fixed. Amen, praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus, beloved. And I tell you to punch your child in the face. I said, that's how I came up, praise God. Amen, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Mother Robin, she used what she had, and I ain't mad about it. She used what she had and what she knew, and I ain't mad about it, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Five kids, that had to be quite frustrating. Making sure the food was on the table, the clothes was clean, and the bills was paid. That had to be quite frustrating. Amen, praise Jesus. God. Amen. And so I thank God, amen. I thank God that she trusted in the word. She trusted in the Lord. Amen, praise God. Amen. And beloved, I want to tell you that after all of this instruction that the Holy Spirit gave through the Apostle Paul, he tells us how to maintain the peace of God. Huh?
Amen.
He tells us where to put our mind. Praise God. And this is what I want to speak to you about. A lot of the problem that we have as Christians, amen, it is, and we're supposed to be living this good life, the Beatitudes. Isn't that right, Prophet Carbonell? We're supposed to be living a good life. Amen. But a lot
amen.
Of our downfall is the mind.
Amen.
A lot of it is the mind.
Amen.
Romans 12:2 says, speak of the essential place.
Amen.
It speaks of the essential place of being transformed by the renewing of your mind. How can you live the good life in your mind messed up? Praise God. Amen.
Mm.
Your mind is racing. That's why sometimes we pray and we say everything that is causing your mind to race, that it should cease in the name of Jesus. A race of mind is confusion. God wants you to be single-minded in Christ for His purpose. And
amen.
His will. Hallelujah, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, speak of the importance of casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself
amen.
Against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience
my
of God.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's real.
So, beloved Apostle Paul is teaching us now how to maintain the peace and the joy that was given to us, and we ain't did nothing to get it. All we did was believe.
Amen.
Jesus is the gift that keeps giving.
Amen.
You believed, He gave you eternal life. You believed,
amen.
He gave you the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift
amen.
Of the Holy Ghost is bringing forth through you joy and peace.
Yes.
Gentleness. All of those are the character of God. Huh?
Amen.
He's raising the standard of our living. He said,
amen.
You ain't living abundantly until you're living like this. Until you're living like this. He said,
amen.
If you're not living like this, you're living beneath your kingdom privilege.
Amen. That's real.
I don't like to live below or beneath nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. All that God has for me, I want it.
Amen.
Apostle Paul says here, hallelujah, Jesus, my God. He says, finally, brethren. These are the things that we ought to think on, beloved. Finally, brethren. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, know what these things are. Amen. He said, whatever things are of good report.
Amen.
Amen. Every report is not good. The spies, some of those spies didn't bring a good report. But Caleb.
But
whatever things are of a good report. The report of the Lord is a good report. You
Amen.
May get a doctor's report. You may get a report from your boss. But that is not the Lord's report.
Amen.
The Lord's report is in the Word. If there is any virtue is power. Ooh, love.
Hallelujah.
If there is anything praiseworthy. He said, meditate on those things.
Yes.
You got to get your mind right. Praise
Amen.
God. When we put these good things in our mind, they stay in our mind and they come forth from us. You begin to birth it. You begin to walk it. You begin to talk it. Listen, I know when you get schizophrenic because you just saying one thing and doing another. Praise
Amen.
God. Job got schizophrenic. Amen. When they begin to touch his children, his cattle, my God, and his riches. Job was, one minute he was praising God, the next minute he was cursing the day he was born. Praise
Amen.
God. But and then God began to talk to Job.
Amen.
He says in Job 38:12, have you ever,
my Lord,
the opportunity, the privilege that I gave you, have you ever set the day spring in its place? Have you ever given the sun a command, Job? Hallelujah. Have you ever told the sun to take hold of the four corners of the earth and shake evil out of its illegal places? Have you ever?
The blood, Lord.
Have you risen up and possessed your possession? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, I just want to pray for you today. There was a lot that was given to you in this word. Six disciplines.
Amen. Believe on
God is love. And in the provision of love is joy and peace and gentleness.
Amen.
Those are just some of the fruit of the Spirit. One of those other fruits is self-control. But we're going to get on that another day. We want to impart in you the joy and the peace of the Lord. Oh, Korobo Sanda. Come on and think on it. Come on and meditate on it. Come on and imagine it. Come on and take it in. The joy, let it work in the Lord, jammed on your mind. Hallelujah. The joy and the peace of the Lord. The joy that surpasses every imagination. That joy, my God, that won't let you get offended. That joy, oh God, that commands discord. That joy, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, God is bearing his fragrance. He's building character in you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, take hold of my spiritual provision for you. My joy, my peace, my gentleness.
Oh, glory.
Come on and receive it in the name of Jesus. Come on and give him thanks for the provision. Come on and give him thanks for the ship. Come on and give him thanks for being steadfast in Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord. Oh, glory to your name. You need supernatural divine provision. He just put the super on your natural. Hallelujah, Jesus. He put the super on your natural. This word just added value to you.
Yes, God.
This word just added value. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody.
Even when we speak into our children, he's giving them instruction in righteousness, and they don't want to hear the word of the Lord. The fact that you spoke it has been planted. Praise God. You got to learn that even if they reject it, even if they disobey it, you planted it. You have authority to plant. Praise God. Authority to water. And you will rejoice because that seed is living and active. That seed cannot return to God void. That seed must bring forth. It must bring forth.
Amen.
That seed will stand that child on their feet one day. That seed, hallelujah. Beloved, you got to learn to rejoice. Let your faith truly be in the word of God, not in the vessel that's receiving it, but the power in the word itself. The power, the word that brings about change. The word that brings about my God, adding value to the hearers of it. My God, hallelujah.
By your word, Lord.
There is a word from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, beloved, what do I have for you today? Hallelujah. Be saved. Stand fast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be of the same mind. Rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in Him always. Hallelujah. Let your gentleness be known and let it be known to all men. Hallelujah. Partake in the supernatural divine provision of peace. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, beloved, maintain it. You got power to think on what you choose. Anything rushing through your mind, you got power to cast it down, to pull it up under the subjection of the Spirit. God gave you power. He gave you authority. Amen. Don't let your mind run wild. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let it run wild. Amen. Don't let just anybody speak to it. You know whether it is the thoughts of God or the thoughts of the world or the thoughts of Satan, because he will deal with you at the speed of a thought. You will think it is your own thoughts. You will find yourself in despair.
Amen.
If you think on things that are not profitable, that are not pure, that are not true.
Amen.
Every word is bearing fruit, some kind of fruit.
Amen.
Every word spoken. It's life or death, blessing and curses. Beloved, be a good steward over what it is that God has given you. Be a steward. Amen. Be the CEO of your life. Praise God. Stop accepting just anything. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Know your value. Know your worth.
Yeah,
know the standard of excellence that God has put on you. And rise up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for breaking it off in your people. Thank you for bringing about the increase of this word, of this virtue in this word in your people, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for taking them off the cross, oh God. Thank you for putting them on the straight and the narrow, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for anchoring them in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you, God. I know that it is already done. So be it, Lord. I know. I So I rejoice in you for my spiritual sons and daughters. I rejoice for the work that you're doing. In the, I rejoice.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God. I rejoice. Glory, God. I rejoice.
My Lord. My Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I want to be first partake of moving in obedience and rejoicing. Hallelujah. Sister Latasha, you're on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Sister Latasha, do you still have your issue? My God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Well, this morning I felt a little heavy, yes, but it wasn't as bad as it's been for the past 2 or 3 weeks.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And what is the problem, woman of God?
It feels like, I don't know if it's because I gained a little weight, but it feels like something is trying to, like something heavy is trying to hold my legs back. So when I stand, I feel like it's like something trying to stagnate my footsteps, like trying to hold my legs down.
See, God wants us to be mobile. Amen. Everything is moving by the Spirit. Anything that wants you to be stuck is not of God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Everything is moving by the Spirit. The Bible says that those of us that are born of the Spirit, that we are like the wind. Nobody knows when we're coming or where we're going. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We're moving with the Spirit. Praise God. And so, amen, beloved, as I stretch forth my hands, I want you all to touch and agree. Praise God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I come up against every demonic entity that would keep you from moving with the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, everything that's trying to bind your legs, in the name of Jesus, my God, we can't see the assignment of the enemy that once stagnates her legs of faith. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, she commands you to loose your hold off of the woman of God. In the name of Jesus, we come up against every crippling spirit. In the name of Jesus, we command that those limbs work in the manner that God created it to work. In Jesus' name, be thou made whole. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sister Natasha, begin to do something that you could not do before. Come on and move. We bind the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. We cast every assignment of the spirit of God on the woman of God's life. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sister Natasha. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You shall not be stagnant. You shall go forth and proclaim the gospel. You shall evangelize, my God, your family and your community. You will not be stuck. You will not be weighed down. You will not be heavy laden. The devil is a lie, and the truth ain't in him. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The hand of God bind you.
Yeah.
The blood, I said, the crucified blood is working against you. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name
of Jesus. We ain't playing with
him. Oh, yeah.
We ain't got time to play with him.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Trample him under feet.
Hallelujah.
Lift him up and put him down. Lift him up and put him down. The devil is a defeated enemy.
Yes, Lord God. In the name of Christ,
pick him up and put him down. Pick him up and put him down. In the name of Jesus. The enemy cannot stand. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I feel much better. Glory to God. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Prophesy over your life and say, I am whole.
I am whole in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
I thank you.
Hallelujah.
I receive my deliverance, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, glory, God. Glory.
Yes.
Thank you.
Speaking. It is.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Hiya, ba, ba, ba.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Beloved, you got to move in. My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for all that he has done on today. Amen. Through word, through deed, through the move of his spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Supernaturally and divine in the hearts of his people. My God, we thank you for the God-breathed word that has come forth on today. Beloved, if it be one of you, amen, that do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, amen, or you may be in backslidden condition, amen. You knew what it was to have peace with God, amen, hallelujah, but now you need to do your first works over again. Amen, we want to give you that invitation, amen. The reason why we preach this gospel is that you may step into the opportunity, amen, that God has given through all that believe on Christ shall be saved, amen. Whosoever believeth, amen, praise God. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you did, when you did it. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, the crucified blood of Jesus shed at Calvary can wash you clean, amen. He can spiritualize your mind. He's here to give you a new life, make you a new creature, a new creation in God, amen, hallelujah. Those of you that are heavy laden, why don't you come? Those of you that are burdened down, why don't you come? Those of you rejected and unaccepted, Jesus accepts you. Why don't you come? Hallelujah. My God, if there be one, those of you that may be on the line or listen via social media, whether it be LinkedIn, whether it be Facebook, amen, whether it be Periscope, whether it be YouTube, why don't you come to Jesus? Only he can save you. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a call to repentance. Praise God. Hallelujah. This call to repentance, your faith in Jesus Christ, the gospel that was preached today, your faith in that word puts you in right standing with God. It gives you peace with God. These are the first steps. Hallelujah. We all had to come this way. Hallelujah. Your heart is pricked. I just want to walk you through the prayer of salvation. Praise God. Believe it in your heart, even as you speak it. Amen. Lord Jesus, here I am, a sinner in my sin. Come into my heart, Lord. I believe you died for my sins. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you're resurrected, and I want to serve you for the balance of my days. I pledge to serve you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Come on, let's bless him. Come on, let's bless him. Because this word is reaching places. Come on, let's bless him. This word is going where no man has gone. Come on and bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Halleluj Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, signs and wonders follow us. Praise God. The kingdom of God is not talk but power. You want to put your seed in something that is living, that can multiply. Amen. Praise God. And so, Prophetess Deidre Williams, I release the line to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to come to the throne of grace, how you have blessed us, and our hearts have burned with the instructions that you have given, and for the new birth that you have provided on this day. For you said in your word, this is the day that you made for us. You made it for us, that you may be glorified, that we can know you, that we can learn of you, that we are disciplined by your word, your spirit, by your woman servant. For this we bring our offering of thanksgiving unto thee, O Lord. Your new babies, O God, we pray the prayer of faith that you keep them surrounded by your holy angels, O God. Keep them protected, even if they take the subways, if they take the buses, no matter where they are, in Atlanta, in China, in Africa, in Asia, no matter where they are in your hand, and no man can pluck them out of your hand. And for this, we come to say thank you for that which you are doing, because all souls belong to you, and these have repented. And so, Lord, we rejoice with the angels that are rejoicing for just one soul that has come unto you today and always. In Jesus' name we give you thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, this is the time of the service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like the woman of God has said, that allow us to miss the opportunity to sow into this good ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have access to Cash App, glory to God, we are on Cash App at $CSDC12, glory to God, to sow into this ground, whether it be tithe, offering, a seed, or even want to bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. If you do not have Cash App, we do have PayPal, where you can go onto the church website at cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate/donate Amen. And just click on the donate button and give what the Lord is in, it's telling you to give to the ministry. Amen. Glory to God. As well as we have Zelle, which is the church email, cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. You can give by way of Zelle. If you don't have Zelle and you want to mail it in, P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. Glory to God. For the Lord, he loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And so today we want to give out of, we want to give out, give into this word and be cheerful as we do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray right now blessings over every tithe, every offering,
Thank you, Lord God,
every seed that is sown into this work right now, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you will richly bless it and it will multiply. Glory to God. Unlimited numbers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the increase upon your people right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that even as they plant the seed, they will believe and have faith that it will multiply in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
Lord God, for every tithe payer, Lord God, we thank you right now, God, for those that don't have homes and desire to tithe into this ministry. Bless their hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that this offering will bless the kingdom of God, that it will continue to further the work of your kingdom in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your super abundance today, Lord God, that it will richly be multiplied upon this this house right now in the name of Jesus, God. That the Cornerstone Deliverance Church shall lack nothing in the name of Jesus.
You,
amen, amen, hallelujah. And God's people will lack nothing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And now I'm going to ask that Mother Roberts close us out in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you one more time, God, asking you, God, to forgive us of all of our sins. Lord, we thank you for the word that went forth on today, God. Lord, we thank you for blessing everyone that was on the line, God. Lord, we thank you for the young lady that just got her healing, God, because I know how it is that you hurting and then you get prayed for and you get healed, because I'm a witness of that. Lord, I just want to thank you for your word on today, God, because discipline is all I know. Discipline in me. I was able to discipline my own kids. Lord, I just thank God for the prophets, the ministers, the preachers, everyone on the line. In your son Jesus' name, amen, and it is so.
Amen, amen, and so be it, beloved. Amen. Y'all can go in peace and serve the Lord, which you have heard living. Amen. Agape love. Be a witness of Jesus Christ.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.